Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Keeping your word sets your light on a hill. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no, or you will be condemned. James 5:12. A mortgage is a promise to pay. Break it, and you may lose a house. A treaty is a promise to protect. Break it, and you may lose an ally. A wedding vow is a promise to love, honor, and cherish till death do us part. Break it, and you may lose a partner. But one thing is often lost when promises are broken: the reputation of the promise maker. George Mueller laments the fact that even Christians are not immune to broken promises and the damage that accompanies them. Walk with George Mueller, a German missionary to the orphans of England in the 1800s. It has often been mentioned to me in various places that fellow believers in business do not attend to the keeping of promises. I cannot but entreat all who love our Lord Jesus and who are engaged in a trade or business to seek for his sake not to make any promises except those which they absolutely believe they will be able to fulfill. They should carefully weigh all the circumstances before making any engagement, for it is even in these little ordinary affairs of life that we may either bring much honor or dishonor to the Lord. And these are the things which every unbeliever takes notice of. Surely it ought not to be true that we, who have power with God to obtain, by prayer and faith, all needful grace, wisdom, and skill, should be bad servants, bad tradesmen, bad masters. Today's New Testament reading is James chapter 5, verses 7 through 12.
Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no. Otherwise, you will be condemned.
In the pursuit of Christlikeness, don't overlook the importance of letting your word be your honor. God's word cannot be broken. John 10:35. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. No matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Remember, you may have trouble remembering the promises you made, but others will have little trouble remembering the promises you broke.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthrough.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.